this is Jonathan Marks, and welcome to the On Your Marks Book Review podcast. This week I read and reviewed the book Time Off, A Practical Guide to Building Your Rest Ethic and Finding Your Success Without the Stress. The book is written by John Fitch and Max Frenzel, with illustrations by Maria Suzuki. As I cast my somewhat sketchy memory back over the 47 books read this year and my weekly reviews, I don't think I've ever said that a book will change your life. And I'm glad about that, because unknowingly I've managed to reserve that review for this book. Listen carefully. This book will change your life. Of course, there are the usual caveats and fine print to this statement, lest you read the book, do nothing, and then demand your money back from me. Oh, hang on. These reviews are free, so I guess my liability ends at the non-existent payment gateway to my podcast. This book was insane, each chapter and each page just overflowing with insights and strategies to get back control of that most precious commodity, time. I started this year reading Oliver Berkman's 4,000 Weeks, that somewhat painful reminder of how little time we have on Earth, and initially had scheduled this book as my final read for 2022, bookmarking my year of books between these two timepieces, so to speak. Then, as I got a little closer to the year end, I shuffled things around a bit and thought the Time Off might be useful to prepare me for my vacation. Little did I know that Time Off would in fact prepare me for my remaining weeks on Earth. Forgive me if it seems like I'm gilding the lily here, but this really is a transformational book. I'm about to make it required reading for my 2023 MBA class. All right, let me back up. I can sense I'm getting a little overexcited here. John and Max, the authors, and the focus of my most recent intellectual bromance, are an interesting duo. John was involved in a number of tech ventures and is a self-proclaimed workaholic. His awakening came after he and his co-founders decided to focus on a company culture that included rest and reflection. They all took separate month-long sabbaticals, John heading to a small Greek island called Ikaria. One day, chatting to an elderly lady at a small cafe, she said to him, "John, you seem to care a lot about your agenda today. You see, in Ikaria, we value a relaxed pace of living that ignores watches and clocks. We don't control other people's schedules. Instead, we spend time going deep into the things that we do control and are happy when we get the chance to share time with others." End quote. This became John's awakening around leisure, time off, and rest. Max lives in Japan and found his awakening in a 2017 journal entry in which he wrote, and I quote, "Why the fuck do I feel so unproductive and uncreative?" End quote. He has a PhD in quantum information theory and amazingly wrote his entire thesis in 6 weeks, alone on a Greek island. I'm starting to see a trend here, can you? I guess it's not for nothing that Ikaria is one of the 5 global blue zones, areas on the planet where people consistently live for over 100 years. So these two guys connect and decide to write Time Off, which I kind of thought would be like a useful guide for my non-work time, imagining that it would help me shuffle off that coil of work, meetings, emails, and message addiction for a precious few weeks at the end of the year. Was I ever wrong? The book manages to balance being a manifesto for where we should live our lives, and at the same time is filled with useful ideas, strategies, and approaches to achieve a more meaningful and mindful way of living. As they say at the start of the book, and I quote, "We commonly think of rest as the opposite of work. We either rest or we are productive. Hear the words time off, and it's easy to default to thinking about the weekend or the vacation time granted you at work. Our rest ethic," the duo suggest, "should be thought of as follows," and I quote again, "Think of your work ethic as the inhale. With a good work ethic, we make, execute, coordinate, manage, fulfill, and get things done. Task list, inhale. Project execution, inhale. Making ideas come to life, inhale. But we can't keep inhaling forever. Eventually, we have to exhale. This exhale is your rest ethic, and it is just as essential." The guys track how our perceptions and our beliefs around time have changed. Well, over time. From the Socratic ideal of noble leisure to the work of Bertrand Russell, who wrote, and I quote, "The leisure class enjoyed advantages for which there was no basis in social justice, but it contributed nearly the whole of what we call civilization. It cultivated the arts and discovered the sciences. It wrote books, invented philosophies, and refined social relations. Without the leisure class, mankind would never have emerged from barbarism. End quote. This was a time of kairos rather than chronos, the latter referring to the quantity of time and the former to the quality of time. As chronos became more important in our world, for a range of reasons, the virtuousness of work became the ideal. The Protestant upper class invoked religion as a divine justification for work, in what sociologist Max Weber called the Protestant work ethic. Work was elevated to one of the highest moral goods. But as Nissim Taleb writes, only in recent history has working hard signaled pride rather than shame. End quote. What we have to fight against, the authors say, is busyness, essential productivity without the output. Like addicts seeking the next quick fix, we are hooked on busyness. What we should be seeking is good knowledge work, like the work of a craftsman, based on mastery and quality rather than the sheer quantity of simple and repeatable tasks, work that will soon be done by robots and AI anyway. One of the many people quoted in the book had this to say, and I quote again, "If you were done with work by 1 p.m. each day, it's easy to see how you, depending on your interests, could become a different kind of productive. Productive in exercise, learning, parenting, social causes, community, and more. Productivity that advances society and creates a better world around you goes far beyond merely being productive in your job." End quote. And thus the book unfolds as a treatise on how to move from a world of chronos back to one of kairos. The book is exceptionally well written and researched, and is authored with the reader in mind, rather than as a mere calling card to illustrate how amazing the writers think they might be. There are small sections which are quick to read, almost like essays, usually featuring a combination of research, vignettes of famous people from Hippocrates to Richard Branson, and strategies and suggestions on how to apply these day to day. After each major section, there's usually a call to action, an invitation to do something, to take time off. Here's one, for example. "Why not put this book down now and take a nap?" End quote. Well, I took the advice, by the way, and found myself in the middle of a workday snoring peacefully on the couch for 45 minutes, absolutely guilt-free, with my dogs and cats beside me and the sun streaming in through the windows. What an absolutely glorious moment that was. Across a wide range of domains, the pair offer insights and ideas to take time off, examining creativity, rest, sleep, exercise, solitude, reflection, play, and travel. Each chapter unfolds as another way in which we can find the ideal of noble leisure. I found the text and the prose peaceful to read and gentle to engage with. As I prepared this podcast, I found myself consciously slowing down, thinking and reflecting in a purposeful way, mindful of the deadline I'd set myself for its release, but so much more aware of what these words may mean to you. I read this book on my Kindle, and as I look at the notes and highlights across the book, I see that they exceed 2,000. Every page is highlighted, multiple times. There's just so much great stuff in this book, written with such quiet sensitivity. I'm deeply grateful that I had the opportunity to read it and to share it with you. I've purposefully kept the content from the book out of this podcast. I really want you to read this book. And, in a departure from my usual format, there's no infographic this week. Instead, I managed to track down a PDF called 10 Ways to Use Time Off, written by John and Max when the book first came out. If you can't manage to read this book, then grab this short guide and apply some of the ideas that they suggest. I did want to end with this extract from the book on the chapter on play, something that I'm fascinated with in the adult domain. In it, the authors cite UC Berkeley psychology professor Alison Gopnik and her book, The Philosophical Baby. In it, she talks about how children have what she calls lantern consciousness, which they use to explore and model the world. Their lack of focus is purposeful and allows them to move easily to be in a state of joy and possibility. Interestingly, when Gopnik saw the results of studies of the effect of psychedelics on adults, she was absolutely amazed at how similar the brain activity is between a young child at play and an adult on LSD. The short summary, she says, is that children are basically tripping all the time. This book really shifted things for me. I'm not sure what comes next, but I know it will be different to what has been done before. As Soren Kierkegaard, who is quoted in the book, says, "Of all of the ridiculous things, the most ridiculous seems to me to be busy, to be a man who is brisk about his food and his work." End quote. Well, let's just see if I can get my boss to agree. So I've left some thoughtful and philosophical books for the last few weeks of the year, and in the week ahead I'm reading Life is Simple, How Occam's Razor Set Science Free and Unlocked the Universe. I've had a quick scan of the book and it looks engrossing, and I'm excited to share my review with you next week. So I hope you read this book, and that you too find time off. And by the way, trust me on the daytime nap, it's delicious. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead filled with as much noble leisure as you can manage. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast.